Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
Good morning.
Oh, just about quitting time. Thank God. Thank God. We got what we learned on the show coming up. Obviously, Screaming Yellow Summer going on, so you still got plenty to do today, so get on it, ScreamingYellowSummer.com. Right now, though, it's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. And I don't know about this, man. It kind of makes me a little angry. Huh. Or at least if I was Ben, I'd be a little angry. Jerry of Ben & Jerry's, you know, the ice cream guys?
Okay. Don't know him, but okay.
Not personally, no, but a guy I know. Anyway, Jerry of Ben & Jerry's has never come up with a single ice cream flavor. They've all been created by Ben or someone else on their team. So, Jerry, what is it you say you do here?
What do you do? You know, we need a little contribution. So, it's like the guy that gets, like, lumped up together with the, you know, the group work in school
that
doesn't do
kids,
any of the work.
It's the dumb athletic kid who gets put with the smart kids and doesn't do any of the presentation. But he's like, he's basically
just put your name on it. That's
he's,
all you do.
He's charming enough, and usually he's the one that then reads off the PowerPoints because he's better in front of the crowd while the, you know, the
exactly.
smart. Yeah, that's how, I mean, I get, maybe it all works out. It's copacetic, you know. But
that's Jerry. There he is.
If I was Ben, though, I'd be like, Jerry, just give us one flavor. Just off the,
something.
Right now. Like, no judgment, Jerry. No judgment. Just off the top of your head. Come on. Which is a judgment-free zone. Give us what you got. Coconut. Damn it, Jerry. Coconut.
Terrible flavor.
You just sit there.
I think Jerry's got it figured out, though. He's just riding the coattails, letting it ride.
Let's see.
Hey, they didn't kick him. It's just not Ben's. They got to have Jerry.
How much is Ben and Jerry's worth? Let's see.
Could you imagine?
No. 1983, Ben and Jerry's donated. I said Jerry. Ben and Jerry's net, this can't be right. Ben and Jerry's net worth is $58 billion.
Oh, my God. What?
No, okay. Despite the board, okay. The transaction valued at $326 million. Okay.
Still, though. That's craziness.
Either way, yeah. For ice cream? Okay, yeah. So that's
something different, man.
Yeah. But yeah, Jerry, pick up the slack a little bit, okay? I mean, come on now. Ben's over here trying to come up with all these crazy things. You're just like, nah, sounds good to me. Just send me my check because my name's on the thing.
He's in the bathroom all day doing blow.
Right? You think, he'd come up with a good. If he was in the bathroom all day doing blow, he'd come up with at least one good ice cream flavor.
Something.
Come on now. Those wheels would be turning.
Is there a cocaine-flavored ice cream yet, by chance? I had an idea. I was in the bathroom and it hit me.
Hear me out. Okay, guys. I was thinking. I was doing some thinking, some other stuff and some thinking, and I got it. Yeah. Cocaine ice cream. Cocaine ice cream. We'll call it...
Cocaine cones.
Cocaine. We'll call it Pablo Escobar cream. Okay, I got to work on the name. Cocaine ice cream.
Cocaine cones.
Boom.
Coke cones.
All right, Jerry. Go back to the bathroom. All right. Go back to the bathroom.
Jerry.
What is
Appreciate it, Jerry.
You say you do here. All right, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion for a Tuesday. We're going to be back. What we learned on the show. Stick around. More rock.